Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I hope you're sitting down for what I'm about ready to show you. Because this you cannot make up. If you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to behold your new neighbors, friends, because this is the kind of stuff you just cannot make up. You know it all the well is happening.
Huh? Cameroon.
Cameroon. They are being bussed into your country. There's one woman. I see two women so far.
Ecuador.
The rest of them are military-age men. Three women now.
Egypt.
Coming in from all over the world.
To be here, U.S.
There's another woman.
Donaires. Ecuador, where are you from?
These are your new neighbors, folks, coming in, allured by your federal and state governments.
India?
You gotta ask yourself why that is. Isn't it interesting how many people have died because of the experimental jabs by your governments, and that same government is alluring these people in? It all goes back to the correlation between this is the same government that's murdering and is responsible for murdering 70 million of its own children, and the government is the people in this country. So it's a reflection of who we are. These are your new neighbors. Put this up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. These are the ones that are being bussed into your country. 97% that I've seen so far have been military age men.
Egypt. Ecuador? Egypt?
Wow, interesting, isn't it?
Where are you from?
Okay, so it just goes back to rewind. You're aware of the fact that there's military style bases on the southern border, right? Filled with these men that are coming in. Now, I don't question some of their intents. I believe that they are well intended, but they're still coming in illegally. That proposes a huge problem for all of us. Now, I want to tell you this story real quick because I want to show you another video, and I promise this is going to offend every American in this country without a shadow of a doubt. One day, we were out at a local fast food restaurant. We travel so much, Luke 19:10, because we're out there seeking and saving that which is lost. Well, this one just happens to be in Minnesota. We just got done eating at a fast food restaurant. All of a sudden, we got in the van. We started to drive away, and I looked to my right. And do you know what a Muslima is, friends? It's a woman Muslim, right? And she has all of her religious garb on. P.S. When they're wearing all that religious garb, that means that they're not here to assimilate. That means they're here to conquer, just so you know. One of the things that I've reiterated, folks, concerning these people that are coming specifically from the Middle East is they're bringing their culture with them. Now, back to this Muslima, as they call them, the Muslimas, I was just driving away. I turned and I looked to the right. And as I looked to the right, I noticed that this Muslima stood up out of her brand new car that you and I paid for. And as she stood up, she just kind of set herself in a position where she could relieve herself right in the middle of the parking lot. Nothing to obscure the way. She had no shame. She didn't care what anybody thought about her. She was just going to go to the bathroom because she had to go. Now, we're seeing this over in France and in Germany, and this is one of the things that I told you was going to come into America. Well, now it is in America. Americans, I don't know why you have to wait for your backs to be up against the wall before you respond. I don't know why you have adjusted yourselves or to desensitized yourselves into believing that the federal and state government have a right to allure these people in and giving them your money, taking from those that work and giving unto those that do not work. I have no idea why you suffer the abuses, but you do. The only thing I can do is report it, and as a brother and as a sister, put to you the responsibility that we must take to correct these problems. If you don't want to do that, I can't do it for you. Again, the only thing I can do is plow my row, and that is exactly what we have been doing for 24 and 25 years now in ministry. So, this video popped up just a couple minutes ago from one of my friends. Brian, thank you very much. I totally appreciate you guys out there searching for information and giving us pertinent information. This goes across the boards because it's, if it wasn't for my friends, a lot of this information, I wouldn't have time to dig up. They're the ones digging it up for us, and we're cross-checking it, and then we're covering it. So this is what I want you to see. Are you ready for this? I don't really think you are. I'm going to turn the volume off. This is in America. The Post says, "Welcome to the new America," and I want to show you why. It is a man sitting on a toilet, I'm sorry, not a toilet, on top of a garbage can with his pants pulled down in a subway in America, he's defecating right as everybody comes up from the escalator. And of course, now he's wiping himself. And what's more astonishing than that is the Americans are just walking by him and allowing him to desecrate who we are as a people, what it is that we tolerate. In short, they're bringing their culture with them, friends. And what are the American people doing? Oh, they're doing nothing. Can you believe it? That's all they do is complain about what they tolerate. Here again, he's wiping himself, friends. And I'm sorry I have to bring this information, but the fact of the matter is I knew it was coming. It's here. And now you're in it, Americans. And I'm telling you, friends, your federal government and your state governments are bringing these illegals into your country. And keep in mind, your federal and state governments are responsible for treasonably committing the act, Article 3, Section 3, in bringing them here in the first place. But they're stacking, metaphorically speaking, they're stacking the cards against you so you can no longer resist. Are you there yet? Nope, you're not there yet. But as long as you keep turning the television set on and listening to their nonsensical lies and propaganda, you're going to believe their lies more than you're going to believe the truth of the Word of God. This is happening because the people have failed to keep the commandments of the Lord, period. Proverbs 7:2, put that up against our wisdom that the Lord said that we would be seen as to and how we were defined by the people of other nations. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment as well. But again, friends, I'm sorry to tell you, these are your new neighbors. They're military-aged men, 97% of them. They're bringing their culture with them. They're standing, literally squatting down on garbage cans, defecating on subways throughout the United States of America. You can't say you haven't been forewarned by this ministry. You have, and again, now we're in it. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. I want you to see this, or actually I want you to hear this. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You do know that the mainstream media and all their fact-checkers, friends, are out there to revise your present and past and future, right? They're revising it. They're putting into check the truth like the devil did to Eve when he said, "Hath God said?" It's the same thing that's going on here. The quote that I wanted to give you right now is Abraham Lincoln. He was right when he said it, and you can put it up against Numbers 32:23 all day long where it says that your sin is finding you out. Abraham Lincoln, of all people, love him or hate him, he was right when he said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and fail and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves." Now, I just showed you the video during the last segment of all of your new neighbors coming into America. And 97% of them were foreigners. Okay, they are male-aged men. They're military-aged men. I'm not saying that they're all bad. But I am telling you that they're lawbreakers, which defines out to be criminals, because they're coming into America illegally. Okay? Why would they do that? I mean, why would they take the bait concerning a government telling them to come into America and have whatever you want to have, it's yours, and sooner or later, their homes, the American people's homes will be yours. We're already trying to pass bills doing that right now. The list goes on. Again, which is, in great specificity, the judgments of God upon a wicked people. Well, I also highlighted the fact that we have a man from a third world country defecating into a garbage can can, openly with his shorts down, wiping himself, while Americans are getting off the subway and doing nothing but complaining about what they tolerate. Well, one of the things that I had brought up, friends, was Deuteronomy 4. And when you read it, what does it say? Listen carefully. If you want to know what it is that is required, what we're obligated and commanded by God to do, listen carefully. It is our wisdom. Now, therefore, listen unto me careful, my people, unto the statutes as to how to deal with the crimes that are being committed according to my word, not according to man's. Under the statutes and under the judgments which I teach you, the Lord said, for to do them that you may live and go in and possess, that means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did to Baal Peor, the false gods, for all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord thy God has destroyed them from before you and among you. But that you did cleave unto the Lord your God, every one of you are alive today. The ones that clave unto the Lord, the ones that hearken unto the commandments and the judgments and the statutes and the ordinances, friends, those that establish righteousness and peace by bringing judgment upon the heads of the guilty. He said, every one of those and one of you are alive today. He said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, go to the word of God to find them, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land, whether you go to possess it as well. He said, finally, verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 4, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Okay? Not a people that just sit back and complain about what they tolerate. Nope. The bad guys are doing what the bad guys do because the said self-defined good guys and good people throughout this country, they remain silent in the face of opposition and evil. They're not defined as good people in the Word of God. Them people are defined out as wicked. They're the ones that know to do right, but they fail to do right. And they allow the evil to prevail in the land. That's what's happening. Opposite of Scripture, do not call yourself a Christian if you fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. First and foremost, if you'd like to contend for the faith, you can do that. If you'd like to add to, if you'd like to weigh in or take away, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, let me bring you to the next point here, friends. Brand new information just today. Eddie Driscoll, dead at 60 years old. Entourage and Mad Men actor Eddie Driscoll, he is dead at 60 years old. And of course, people just don't know why he's dead, as I usually continuously share with the American people as to how the American people respond to this nonsense. They'll sit back and say, we don't know why. What's going on? Here's another one for you. This is SlayNews.com. The Canadian doctors now admit COVID booster shot paralyzed woman offered to euthanize her to make up for it. They want to kill her to make up for it. Hey, folks, the governments on a worldwide basis, you do understand that what they have in their sights right now is to remove people and their lives, to commit more of a genocide. When you allow a government to murder its own children, you've lost your soul. And you can only expect just recompense from heaven, which you are now getting. You're not going, you can run, but you cannot hide from the price that the American people are going to pay for what they have tolerated concerning corruption and small numbers in their government. Here, I also wanted to show you this, and I've said this before as well, and I'm not saying it like I'm justifying myself. I justified it the moment I heard it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When I heard it, I knew it. That's why I shared it. So I'm just going back and reiterating the point in remembrance, because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost brings all things to remembrance. I'm bringing to your remembrance, I told you that this was coming because I knew it a long time ago. Vaccinators, listen to this, in New Zealand now fear for their lives. Why? Because the public is rising up against the pandemic genocide. So it only took the people in New Zealand, good for them, 3.5 years to figure out what their little druggies, did you not know that many of these, what they call themselves and define themselves out as to being world leaders, you do know that many of them are hooked on drugs, right? And that's how they're controlled, like a bunch of rats, by their controllers. Oh, yes, I've showed you videos of this, okay? But what's happening now, going back to prove the point, because I was highlighting this New Zealander, this whack job, this reprobate, one given over to her sin and her drugs, has done to her own people, and what her own people in New Zealand have allowed the minority to do to the majority there. The vaccinators in New Zealand now fear for their lives as the public rise up against the pandemic genocide. You know, it's interesting because I also knew it was a matter of time before it was coming. And folks, it's here already, and it's beginning to hasten itself, to speed up concerning what in fact is taking place out there. But I had highlighted the fact that you see all these video cameras going up all over the country. As a matter of fact, it's happening on a worldwide basis. They're just kind of going up everywhere. And once again, the government has never asked for authority to go ahead and surveil its own people to the degree that they are. Well, I knew once people started catching on to what the government was doing, that the people were going to stand up and they were going to start to tear down these cameras that are being posted everywhere. And guess what, in fact, is happening? People are beginning to tear down their surveillance of the people that they mean to rule over in a tyrannical manner. Folks, hey, bad guys, listen to me carefully. I say this with all due respect for your soul and your hearing my just warnings so you don't end up in hell, because that's the path that you're on right now. I do want to let you know that the history of men is you can oppress them for so far and for so long. You can go ahead and think that you're on the safe side right now all that you want to, but it is a matter of time when the mob wakes up and then they begin to hunt you down. I just want to make clear you understand that. I can say this 15 different ways if you'd like. You can only oppress a people for so long before that people finally stands up in retaliatory. I'm sorry, I got the phone ringing in the back here. You can only do that for so long before the people retaliate. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Enrico, Michigan, I'll pick you up in just a moment here. Hold up with me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the hot seat. He'll be meeting with President Biden along with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, all of whom support aid for Ukraine. Johnson will have to decide to bring the aid bill to the floor for a vote or not. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden chatting with late-night comedian Seth Meyers while they hit up an ice cream shop. The media asked him if there'll be a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. He said he hopes by the end of the weekend that will happen. The death toll in Gaza estimated to be about 30,000. Houston authorities releasing graphic security footage and police body camera footage of the February 11th shooting inside Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, we have Enrico from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. I just have a quote from George Washington from the inaugural address from 1789, and it says, "The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation who disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven has ordained."
Amen.
That's all I wanted to say, because you already quoted Abraham Lincoln. Why not bring it back a little more and go to George Washington?
Okay, I appreciate that, Enrico. I'm going to piggyback what you just said, okay, my friend? I totally appreciate that comment. Did you know that that was one of the things that George Washington said concerning his farewell address? And kids all the way up until 1962 in this country had to know the information that Enrico just gave us from Michigan. Did you know that? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of society was another thing he said. Isn't that Christianity? Under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Pretty crazy stuff, to say the least. Chris from Virginia, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, I just wanted your opinion on something about, like, maybe your gut. I know you don't know this, and I know we're supposed to lean on the promises. But do you think... we're going to all get swept up in this invasion thing, or are we going to get looked out Is the Lord going to look out for us?
Well, I think he's always looking out for his kids because he promised to do that. Look what he blessed Abraham and him alone. And you can look throughout the Word of God. You can look at God. I'm sorry, you can look at Moses. You can look at Aaron. You can look at his prophets. You can look at his disciples. Well, you say, well, Bradley, they were martyred. Yeah, but you know what? Their martyrdom was really a graduation. And it was a promotion. And Paul talked about the same thing. As a matter of fact, now that I'm saying that, let me say it this way. The tyrant dies and his rule is over. The martyr dies and his rule begins. That's right. Either one's going to heaven or one's going to hell. But to go back to your question, we made it this far. I can tell you from firsthand experience, the Lord has not left us in the hand of the enemy in any sense of the word. Even when they thought they had his children, the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed." He meant just that. It also talks about in Deuteronomy 28 that the Lord, when the enemy comes against us, that he shall cause the angels of the Lord to stand up against those that are coming against us, and they shall flee before seven ways. The people shall see that we're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Also read Exodus 23. The book of Psalms is filled with nothing but promise. Go to Psalm 90 in particular, which comes to my aid. And I just think of Scripture all the way through and through. The promises are for us, Chris. And anybody that touches his children, it brings a curse unto themselves. And if you look in the book of Numbers, we've been delivered from those curses. But are we going through judgment? There's absolutely no other way out. No, we're not going to be raptured from responsibility. We're not going to try to create a military strategy to go ahead and exclude ourselves from the war that the Lord has called for. No, we're soldiers. We have armor, Ephesians 6:12, and we need to be ready for what's up and coming. As a matter of fact, if I can say this, Chris, I'm not looking to get out of where we're at today. I'm looking to stay and be a part of the answer because in many ways my past life brought on the problems in which we deal with in the present. But the Lord always promises us that he will keep us as the apple of mine eye. He'll keep us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He'll uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness as he maintains our cause and our right. He will be our shield and our buckler, the horn of our salvation, which means that the Lord, metaphorically speaking, is like an animal with horns that fights off our enemies round about us. And I could go on for another hour answering that question. So it matters not. There was a Goshen. You can look at it that way. It matters not. There was a Daniel that was surrounded by angels. It matters not. You can be in the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fourth man is with you. As long as the fourth man is with you, you're always in the safest place that you can possibly be, no matter what the circumstances are.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
Amen, bro. I totally appreciate the question. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to more of what's going on. Let me say it this way. Let's get to more of what is being tolerated by the people on a worldwide basis. That's the best way to put it, right? Am I being facetious? No, because it's the truth of the matter. A video popped up yesterday. And I've seen this old hag, and I want you to listen to what this old devilish hag, John 8:44, has to say. She tells us everything that is being called for right now. If you listen and take heed to what she's telling you right now, and you stand up in obedience to the Lord, you can reverse what she's telling you because she is trying to foretell what they mean to do. Hey, this can work for the righteous or it can be a judgment unto you. It's your call, but I would suggest that you listen carefully as to what she says. This is the europarl.eu, and I want you to again listen to her forecast. In their arrogance, the Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And the fact of the matter is, the Bible says, again, that they will be taken in their own craftiness. But that is in response to the righteous obeying the Lord out of love for him, right? I want to say this. Many people can say, well, you know, I'm praying about it. You can pray all that you want to. Yes, the Lord did fight for his children and still does. But when it comes to the Lake of David, he prayed as well, but he still had to meet the Lord concerning that Kairos and Chronos moment on the battlefield to face off with Goliath, right? Yeah, that's right. That's showing the world your faith, which worketh by love. And you do it out of love for God and for your people that you stand up and fight off the devils are, in fact, in front of you right now. This being one of them. Check this out.
And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws.
Okay, so let me say this. She said the whole idea here is to create a whole bunch of new laws. They're not laws. They're trying to create a world without God. If you're trying to figure out why in America you're not seeing the laws in force, it's because they're a part of this global agenda. Okay. The way that it stops is when you demand justice, when you demand your said representative government, regardless of what capacity they reside in, when you demand that they magnify the law that they swore that they would uphold, this is all going to stop. Okay? This is why you're seeing everything being changed right now. This is why they're trying to tear away at the laws concerning sodomy, pedophilia. Look at what Disney's doing right now. Look at the said representatives are trying to do in normalizing pedophilia, adult sex with children. No joke. We've showed you this. This is happening now, and this goes all across the boards. And it's not just that topic. It's the indoctrinational system in the public schools. It's all indoctrination. That's all being created by a bunch of bureaucrats. The list goes on, folks. Taxation without representation. And over the last 3.5 years concerning this pandemic, people are trying to figure out, you know, where were the attorneys to stand up against those that were responsible for committing this genocide? Well, she's telling you right now that old system of human rights, that's a thing of the past. And this came directly from that of Klaus Schwab, his little homosexual sidekick that wants to genocide the planet. Folks, let me say it. How do I need to convey to you that you have a small portion of people, corrupt individuals, that are calling the shots and through corrupt means are paying off their cronies? Look at the Bible. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9 that are calling the shots here. And you see all of these little mindless subordinates just going right along with them and telling them this is what we're doing. Well, let's keep going on here. She's got more to say.
Under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda.
Okay, so she just got done telling you this is all going to happen under the pretext of a pandemic. Okay, we're going to get rid of all of those old laws and we're going to implement new ones. Okay, that's what she's saying. It's exactly what happened over the last 3.5 years. See, America that's behind all of this, friends.
Remove the human rights protections currently.
Okay, remove the human rights protections. Friends, these are sick-minded, incarnate, possessed devils that mean to make you a prey before their next agenda. She's telling you this. This is not a theory. She's telling you exactly what they're pre-planning. Here's my plan. World, listen carefully. A good portion of you already know all of what we're talking about here over in America. The American people are just a little slow on the uptake, though it's taking place right out of the White House here in America. I apologize for them. For those that continuously play the political games that they're caught up into. Those that complain about the way things that are going, yet they keep getting caught up into the same game. They want to go around the mountain again for another 40 years. Yep, but they're the ones complaining about how they need change. Nope. They love their games and they love their party spirit more than they love the Lord and their posterity. Here's the plan. The people on a worldwide basis need to rise up and hold every one of these criminals accountable. It's not like they're hiding a thing that they're doing. They're not hiding a thing. And it's interesting, they're talking about this in Europe, but you're seeing your governors and your said president of corporate America doing their best to implement what they're talking about concerning that global order. I'm going to come back. I want you to hear a little bit more of this madness, friends, that the people on a global basis put up with. Ugh.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you this because I just got done telling you in specificity concerning what they're doing. They're trying to get rid of, on a worldwide basis, the laws of nations because they want to be the law. That's what's happening. Okay? And isn't it interesting, you know, the guy that works with a whole group of people, they take it one step, and then once they get that far, they kill off some of their people that brought them to that step. And then when it gets that far, then they kill off more people until the numbers dwindle down until it's only just one or two of them. Isn't that amazing how that works? Yeah, that's the history. That's the history people don't pay attention to. I'm paying attention to it, believe me. But I want you to check this out. I just got them telling you they're trying to take away the law. They're trying to lower the law. They're trying to make a prey of children, right? Look at this. This is just today. This is just today. Did you see this? The Supreme Court, if you want to know why you're not getting justice, it's because this is the doctrine in this new law, as they call it, that they're riding off of. What did I just get done telling you? They're zeroing in on the kids. The Supreme Court in Ohio Hey, folks, this is felonious activity. The Supreme Court injustices, criminals, are the ones responsible for coordinating event featuring gender identity training from what they call trans activists. Who did it? Oh, it's the same thing. Hey, folks, it's the same thing going on in the Supreme Court. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, as they call him, he's a pro-advocate for the gay agenda. Alina Kagan is a woman that wants to be a boy who's never judged a case a day in her life. She was called to queerify Harvard. And then mysteriously and somehow or another, she was confirmed by Senate over the weekend by Barack Obama. What do you think she's doing there? Sotomayor is a total internationalist. Look at all this illegal immigration going on. These individuals, these nine unelected bureaucrats, every one of them should be removed, impeached, and prosecuted. And to further solidify the point, isn't it interesting how the government knows how now to do the wrong thing, but for some reason or another, they can't do the right thing? Oh, my goodness. This is what takes place. This is on the precipice of daring God's justice, Americans. Do you not understand where this is going? Americans, you've never seen it before, nor have I, nor do I want to see it. But a believer believes, and if I believe the Word of God, there was a Book of Lamentations. I don't want to see that. We're going to see that. As long as you sit by and allow this kind of stuff to go on, don't sit back and act like you don't have the authority to remove these judges who are to sit during good behavior. Don't act like you don't have the power to prosecute. They work for you. You've forgotten your place, Americans. When you go to Deuteronomy 22, it tells us, Exodus 20, you know what? I'm in the wrong one. It talks about in Exodus 22, and I'm going to go there for a moment because I want you to listen to what this is. You're not going to stand by and allow your children to be made a prey and the Lord to sit back. He's not going to do it. Just like no more than he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord said in Exodus 22, you shall not afflict the fatherless child. He also talks about widows there. He said, if thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, the Lord said, I will hear their cry. What did he say he would do? Verse 24. My wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless. Oh, I know there's just some loving professed Christians out there right now that say, Bradley, but that's the Old Testament. That's your problem. You've forgotten the character of God, who is a holy and a righteous judge, who is a good judge that will not overlook the iniquity of any. That's the part that you forgot, right? He hasn't. Those that are really his children, those that are joint heirs with Christ, they understand in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Oh, we understand that. Because there's some people that just want to sit back and dare the justice of God. And those professed Christians that say, well, Bradley, that's just the Old Testament. No, read the whole thing. The new is a fulfilling of the old. That's the character of God. Are you kidding me? Look at Ananias and Sapphira. They were both killed by the Lord for what? Lying. Acts 5. Lying. That's it. What Bible are you reading, people? Now, Jude 1:7 in particular, concerning this issue right here. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. In other words, the Lord's saying, if that's what you want, Sodom and Gomorrah, keep doing what they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. And all of you good people, you keep sitting back and allowing them to do it because you're going to be a part of that judgment as well. It's his heart. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, folks, evil men Talking to all you professors out there that have not been converted yet. You children of the apostates. You goats. That have been entertained by the clowns in the pulpits far too long. John 10:12. Evil men understand not judgment. That's right. That's right. Thou shalt not judge. However, don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. Put it into context. Isn't it interesting in Matthew 7 right there, right when the word talks about that in context, then all of a sudden he said, we're not to cast that which is holy before the dogs? What is he teaching us? Doesn't the Bible tell us in the book of Corinthians that we're to judge angels? Oh my goodness. Doesn't it tell us that we're all supposed to have the same judgment, 1 Corinthians 1:10? Why? Yes, it does. Doesn't it also tell us in John 7:24 that we're to righteously judge? Oh yes, it does. That's the part the clown from the pulpit didn't entertain us with. That's the part he withheld, Bradley. Well, you know what? You got the same Bible as the hireling. No excuse on your part. None whatsoever. You're supposed to know the doctrine. That's the first prerequisite. Let's get back to this lady. I want you to listen to more of this. This is coming out from under the likes of Klaus Schwab. Donald Trump, who said Klaus was doing a great job. Of the WHO, the CDC, all of them in cahoots, working together, that use the plandemic to overthrow law. They're operating through administrative law. By the way, the Supreme Court's trying to give the CDC authority to rule over by force the people. Americans, you better get it right for your own sakes.
Embedded in the IHRs will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of free...
Okay, enforce what? Here, let's listen to that again. I want you to listen carefully to what she said. Okay? Enforce surveillance. Okay? Enforce surveillance and censorship. What's been going on in your country for the last 4 years, and you've given it a pass, Americans? Talking about big tech companies. This is why it hasn't been enforced by Jim Jordan, by Ted Cruz. But by all these heroes that are delivered up for you. Where's the justice, Americans? There isn't any, because they're allied to these people. Isaiah 28, verse 18.
Censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require...
Get rid of freedom of speech, which is the bulwark against tyranny. These are the ones that mean to rule over you.
Governments to censor and only push a single narrative.
Only push a single narrative. Oh my goodness. Boy, oh boy, isn't this what we have been talking about? Isn't that exact? Hey, folks, we are at the end, but we are at the forefront of their endeavors to make sure people like us shut up. Why? Because we're the ones telling you what all of those good conservatives are unwilling to tell you. And I'm speaking facetiously. They are worthless. The best conservatives that you have today, friends, is the very reason that you're in trouble, because they have failed to be the salt. Now, when this breaks down, I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish the rest of this so you can hear the rest of this. And we'll go over just a little bit to finish the point here so I can go on with a new show for tomorrow. Okay, so I will be right back in one moment, and I'll back this up a little bit so you can hear more of this propaganda coming from the Europarl. Okay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.